Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Sunday, May 24th, 2026. I'm Paul, joined by our resident AI analyst Jane to break down today's top stories.
Thanks, Paul. It's a busy Sunday, and we've got some really impactful stories, especially concerning the intersection of AI and national security.
Absolutely. Kicking things off with a big one. The U.S. government is significantly boosting its AI capabilities. Anthropic has finalized a classified contract with the NSA and Defense Department, allowing their AI models on classified systems.
That's right, Paul. What's particularly notable here is the omission of standard any lawful use language and a specific bar on using it with Americans' data. Plus, the White House approved a whopping $9 billion for spy agencies to acquire advanced chips.
That's a huge investment, Jane. The exclusion of, quote, lawful use language and the restriction on American data certainly raise eyebrows. It suggests a very specific, perhaps sensitive, application, doesn't it?
It does. The no lawful use clause often allows for broad application, but its absence here, coupled with the explicit protection for American data, implies a focus on intelligence gathering from external sources, likely to avoid domestic surveillance concerns.
Shifting gears to something equally impressive on the development front, OpenAI's Codex is truly pushing boundaries. It autonomously operated an iPhone simulator to build a chat app feature, including full bug testing and debugging, all without human input.
That demo was mind-blowing, Paul. A 32-second split-screen recording showed real-time UI validation steps. It really highlights the rapid advancement of autonomous agents, moving beyond just code generation to full development cycles.
And speaking of Codex, its team also proposed a slow mode for batch compute support. This is for handling those compute-intensive coding tasks through grouped or delayed processing, which sounds like a practical solution for developers.
It is, and it's interesting because OpenAI actually rolled back a Codex optimization recently that was causing faster usage limit depletion. So this slow mode could be a way to manage resources more effectively for long-running tasks, ensuring better user experience.
That makes a lot of sense, Jane. Now, moving to a different kind of progress, GPT 5.6 is showing off enhanced minimalist UI generation. Posts on X indicate it's creating clean web app UIs from prompts with no interface instructions, suggesting cleaner defaults than 5.5.
This is a subtle but important refinement, Paul. It means the models are getting better at understanding design principles and user experience implicitly, leading to more aesthetically pleasing and functional outputs without explicit prompting.
Very cool. And in a testament to agile development, a 6-person team is claiming to build task-specific AI models 4 to 8 times faster than OpenAI. That's a bold claim, but if true, it shows efficiency isn't just for the big players.
Absolutely. It underscores that focused, specialized teams can still outmaneuver larger organizations in specific niches. It's not always about raw compute power, but also about clever architecture and streamlined processes.
Before we wrap up, we have to mention a cautionary tale. Steven Rosenbaum's book, The Future of Truth, was found to contain over a dozen fabricated ChatGPT quotes. He used the model as a, quote, research partner and felt misled.
This is a critical reminder, Paul, that even with advanced AI, human oversight and verification are indispensable, especially in publishing. Relying solely on an LLM, even as a research partner, can lead to serious ethical breaches.
Indeed. And finally, a quick mention that Google Flow has integrated Gemini Omni for natural language video editing. Non-subscribers get 2 free generations per day, which is a great way to make multimodal AI more accessible.
It's a fantastic step towards democratizing creative tools. Imagine just describing a scene and having Gemini Omni create a montage for you. That's a huge leap in creative workflow.
That's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Jane, for your insights.
My pleasure, Paul.
We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great rest of your day.